Well, now we're up to the rock superstar who once defaced a billboard. It happened 9 years ago, back in the summer of 78, right here in Hollywood. The singer was in town playing some concerts with his group, the E Street Band. And along with their road crew, they were all staying at a hotel just off the famous Sunset Strip. After settling in, this rocker and some of his friends took a drive down the strip, and that's where he saw it. A billboard advertising his album, Darkness on the Edge of Town, using a photo of the album with his face on it. It was so big, you couldn't miss it. And Bruce Springsteen sure didn't. He said, "Now that is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life." In the next couple of days, Bruce kept passing by that billboard, wincing every time. He couldn't stand it. He had to do something about it. So later, at midnight, the word went out around the hotel. There's gonna be a hit. Cans of black spray paint were distributed among Bruce, band members, and the roadies. They skulked out of the hotel and headed up the block to the building where the offending billboard rose high atop the roof. Bruce jiggled the doorknob. It was unlocked. They took the elevator to the top. While one guy kept an eye out for the cops, Bruce and the guys got to work. From one end of the billboard to the other, they painted the title of Bruce's hit song from the Darkness album, "Prove It All Night." Then Bruce climbed on the shoulders of 6-foot-plus sax player Clarence Clemons and wrote E Street above that. Suddenly, there was a signal. Someone was coming. Quickly, they scampered out of the building, some by the stairs, Bruce, Clarence, and a few others by the fire escape. Turned out, it was only a false alarm, but they had done their job. Bruce told writer Dave Marsh it was, quote, "an artistic improvement," adding, "the only thing is I wanted to get to my face and paint on a mustache, but it was just too darn high." End of quote. Proving It All Night again, direct from E Street, here's Bruce Springsteen and his current hit. At number 7, Brilliant Disguise. The Boss, with his 13th top 40 hit, Brilliant Disguise, moves up a notch to number 7. Will it be his first number 1? We'll be watching as the countdown rocks on.